All right, we come to the 10th chapter of Revelation, a very short chapter, only 11 verses, so let's cover it. Verse 1, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and crying with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets." Did you get that? When the seventh trumpet sounds, the mystery of God finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. I was like, that is the end. The seventh trump is the last trump which Paul spoke of. That is when the resurrection will occur, when Christ appears. The dead will rise. And we're about to go into chapter 11, where we see the two witnesses. They're going to be slain, and after 3 days and a half, they will rise from the dead. And the whole world is going to see this. And their eyes will be opened. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, "I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." That is the return of Christ. When Christ returns, he will bring the dead with him. He will bring back the dead when he returns. And they will be raised incorruptible, and those who are alive and remain will be changed, and they will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And the Lord is coming here. He's not going to heaven. When the resurrection comes, the resurrection happens on earth, and they are raised to set up a kingdom in the earth. We're getting a little ahead of things there. But this message in chapter 10 is all about the seventh trumpet. Here we have this angel. He's got this little book open, and this is one of God's angels, whatever you want to make of it. The identity is not important. It's the symbol. Mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. Now see, when I hear that, I think what John saw was what he saw. You know, what does it mean? He is imbued with power. The rainbow is round about the throne of God. He has the authority of God upon him. His face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. It's just the way Christ was. If this isn't Christ, it is his adjutant. It is his angel. He has come down. He has a little book open in his hand. And I always thought of this book as being the Bible. A little book. Just one little book. But perhaps it's not that. Maybe that's not what it symbolizes. But it is this open book, I suppose, the mystery of God. Because that's what I see here happening, is when the seventh angel sounds, the mystery of God is finished. The book which was sealed is now open. The book was sealed, it is open. The seven seals are open, the book is opened. He stands on the sea and on the earth with total dominion. He cries out as when a lion roareth. And when he cries, there are seven thunders. Seven thunders. Now this is a mysterious part of this passage, because the thing is, it's intentionally mysterious. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was going to write. Here, I'm going to write what they say. And John says, nope, don't seal it up. And it's always funny to me when people try to actually say what they said. It's like, well, God sealed it from the Apostle John. And we're not living in those times. So we don't know what was said. But the point is, the mystery is revealed. I mean, that's what it says. And he swears that there's no more time. This is it. This is the end. When, in the voice of the seventh angel. Now, We're still going to have all of chapter 11 to cover, but the point is at the end of chapter 11, or about the middle of it, is when the seventh trumpet sounds, when the dead rise, this starting with the two witnesses, and all the dead, and then those who are alive are changed just moments later, really. They do not precede the dead, though. And so everything is leading to that, and what he's saying is, that all the things, you know, like I said, the trumpet encompasses everything from the beginning of the great trouble to the end. It opens with the first trumpet, it ends with the seventh trumpet. That's the whole shebang right there. Now, not every event is described in the trumpet. The trumpets are symbolically encapsulating all kinds of events. But when the seventh angel shall begin to sound, the mystery of God is going to be finished. The open book, the seven thunders will utter their voices, and everyone's going to know the truth. And John could not write that, what that was, the fullness of that, so that we could, you know, the way we cannot communicate to people. And what I mean by that is that it's a funny thing. The scriptures are very simple, really, very simple truth, yet so difficult to communicate to people. There's a mystery. There's a mystery not just of some sort of puzzle, but actually where minds and hearts are locked away, so they cannot receive it. You know, they seek after wisdom, and to them it is foolish. This is foolishness to them, if they hear it. Yet to others, it is not foolish. You know, why do some hear the gospel and they get excited? I'll have people write me and they'll say, I listened to your Bible studies and wow, I think this is exactly what I was looking for. And other people, they just in one ear and out the other, they're not hearing it. As some do. They don't hear the glorious gospel. They don't hear the gospel itself in there, that this high calling in Christ which we are called to. Some people just hear that. I think so much of what church is about these days is about earthly concerns. They mind the kingdom of the world, not the kingdom of God. They don't seek first his righteousness and the kingdom and just trust that the things of the world will be added to them as they are needed. No. Their first concern is the world. Their first concern is earthly things. They mind earthly things, not heavenly things.
Righteousness and holiness are heavenly things. You can take them to heaven. Cars and clothes are not.
And so this stuff remains sealed to them to the very end. And what are the seven thunders uttered? If I knew, I couldn't tell you unless it was given to you to understand. You know, the thunders come after the lightning. What is said afterwards is, you know, it's too late, the door is shut.